What is moving on the streets?
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times I feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I see a few people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devil cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the street.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm really glad you've joined us for today's program. We're going to be discussing the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I have a very special guest with me today, Mary Goddard, my mentor in the things of the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned for the entire program. Welcome to Insights. I'm so excited about today's program because I have with me Mary Goddard, who has been my personal mentor in the things of the Spirit. In fact, about 30 years ago, Mary, when I was a brand new Christian, I came to know you. I went to a seminar on the gifts of the Spirit that changed my life forever. So thank you so much for joining us, and I so respect, love, and honor you. And you were actually a forerunner in the charismatic renewal. That was when the Jesus people movement and all of that good stuff was just coming to the surface, and very few people had heard about the gifts of the Spirit or even the person of the Holy Spirit, and you just foreran and broke through into new territory. What led you actually into teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit?
Well, I guess it began with one of the women that was in our church, and she was starting to, it seems though she was starting to be a little different than the rest of us, and that kind of throws people off, you know, because they start criticizing you then at that point, and you're of the devil because you're doing something different. Well, the only thing that she was doing different was speaking in tongues. I never did hear her speak in tongues, but I heard she did. And so everybody was starting to call her of the devil, you know. Anything that we don't understand, it's not great, it can't be right, it can't be of God. One day, my father-in-law was getting very sick he was going to die of cancer. And when we walked into his room, something seemed to be strange. We didn't know what it was because we hadn't experienced anything, any other changes in him. And he was a what we call an old cow waddy, and every other word was a swear word, you know. He used those profusely. So we knew that something had happened to him because he was no longer swearing, and he was, you know, things were sort of quiet within him. And so we asked what had happened, you know, because he seemed to be so different. And he very willingly told us. He says, well, he says, I did what you really had been praying for me to do. He says, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. So we were curious, how did this happen? Because we didn't know of anybody that would have seen him or had any contact with him. Well, come to find out, it was the old town witch, you know.
Or at least who they thought was a witch.
Yeah, we thought was a witch.
It says in the Bible, you'll know them by the fruits. And I don't think the devil would lead anyone to the Lord.
But then anything that this person ever did,
sure,
you see, that's,
sure,
we assumed that. So then about 2 days later, he had passed all of these dead cancer cells from his body. We sent them to Edmonton and had them analyzed, and they came back dead cancer cells.
A miracle of healing.
Oh, yeah. So I said to myself, self, I don't know what this woman's got, but whatever she has, I want it. Because she was doing good works and doing,
sure,
wonderful things, and we were the ones sitting back doing all the criticizing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I asked where she was going to church at that time. She was no longer coming to our particular assembly. Anyway, the first minute I walked into that place, I said, oh, man, there's something about this. I don't know what it is, but it's so exciting, and I want it. You know, of course, when the Holy Spirit's leading you, you want everything, and you go, mm-hmm, after it. You're hungrier than a March hare. So anyway, after a few weeks, I had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and got really turned on. And I just was so excited for about 6 months, I guess, following that. And then we started to drive down then to this particular church, and we were there every Sunday, three services every Sunday. And for me to go to church three times on Sunday would never have been heard of. Mm-hmm. But the more I went, the more I wanted, and I was witnessing people being healed and wonderful things happening, evil spirits coming out.
Well, this is the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference between church going and living a kingdom life. And so you discerned the difference there. And so you started teaching on the gifts of the Spirit. And I have to say, Mary, that I have never met any teacher of the Word like you who has taught on the gifts of the Spirit. I'm so grateful for the teaching. I remember when we first took the Gifts of the Spirit course, and I think I went to about three rounds of it as a new Christian because I was so touched. And it was just like Jesus himself was teaching. That's what it felt like to me.
My.
And I felt the presence of Jesus, the person of Jesus, just manifest through you. And I couldn't get enough. I was so excited. I've never, you know, I've heard lots of teachers teach on the gifts of the Spirit in different dimensions, but never as thoroughly as you, never as well as you, never as clear. And I am a voice for many of your students who over the years and are now in full-time ministry, ministering because of the seed that you put in their life. And we're so grateful. Now, I realize that a lot of our viewers might not even know exactly what are the gifts of the Spirit. So what are the nine gifts of the Spirit that we're talking about today?
Okay. When you are exercising the gifts of the Spirit, there's the first one, which is we call the gift of tongues. They come in the categories of three. There's the utterance gifts, the revelation gifts, the three revelation gifts, and the three power gifts. So we start off first with the three utterance gifts, the gift of tongues, and that's obviously uttered. That's the God-given ability to be able to speak in a language or many different languages that are unknown to you and maybe unknown to the hearers.
And they're inspired by the Holy Spirit.
And then there is the gift of the interpretation of tongues. And, of course, that's only needed when there is, like you're in a church service or you're on somebody else who needs to know what is being spoken. But the gift of tongues now, for instance, is the primary gift for you to be able to exercise all of the other gifts of the Spirit.
It's the most important, in a way, for the individual believer.
Yes, yes, it is. Because you can't take anybody any higher than you are yourself.
That's right.
And
I tell you, you drilled that home in me so much. And I remember after being at one of your classes, just so excited about that. And I would go home and pray in tongues for hours.
Yeah.
I'd say, well, if this is what it takes to build me up in my most holy faith so I can exercise all the rest of the gifts, then I'm going to spend hours doing it.
Yeah.
And it was true. It really opens the way for the exercise of the other gifts. So we have tongues, interpretation of tongues. And then the third one in that group is prophecy, right?
Prophecy, yes. Yeah.
Okay, now what are
the three revelation gifts?
The three revelation gifts are?
There's the gift of the word of knowledge,
The
gift of the word of wisdom, and the gift of the discerning of spirits, and spirits only. It's not the gift of discernment.
Right.
Because you can discern, this is a Bible and this is a cup.
Right.
You can't, it's discerning spirits and spirits only. What type of spirit?
So it could be like, you could discern the spirit of God, the angels, demons, what kind of demons, all that. We had some radical times in those classes where demons would manifest. And I remember the first time that I ever saw a demon manifest. It was amazing.
I knew that you were very hungry for those things. And when you get to be a teacher, you get to know the people that are really highly interested in those things. And you just pour yourself into them. And you just came to every meeting just, like you say, eating it up and so hungry for it. And I know you never missed a session at all.
I loved them. And it was over 6 months, every Tuesday night for 6 months. And and we just lived for Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
Okay, now three power gifts.
Three power gifts. And these are the gift of faith, the gift of healing, and the gift of performing of miracles.
And isn't that neat to know that we can have the faith of Jesus operating through us that work the same way he did? We can minister healings and miracles. These are for all believers. All believers can operate all nine gifts of the Spirit. See, I'm a good student. I learned what you taught me. Okay, well, Mary, as we finish up today, I think that there's a lot of our viewers that have never been filled with the Holy Spirit, and neither have they spoken in tongues, but they want to. Everywhere we go, we find that there's people this that are true. So eager to just take that step and to be released. So I thought we could pray for them today.
I would love that.
Okay.
I love to see people filled with the Spirit. All right. First of all, just let me say that speaking in tongues is the God-given ability to be able to speak in many different and varied tongues. And you're not understanding it. And it's not gibberish. It's not something that you make up. Because I remember when I started to speak in tongues, I just started off with kind of a do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do type of a thing. And the pastor who had his hands on me at the time, he says, Mary, you're not speaking in tongues. He says, you're making this up. He was not so dumb.
Right, because it was coming out of your mind.
Yeah, I was making it up. So he says, just let go of your tongue and just allow the Spirit of God to speak through you, like allow yourself to speak without being forced to doing it.
Yeah, and you're doing the speaking, though. The Spirit doesn't actually speak. You do the speaking, and he inspires you.
Well, before, when I had tried to speak in tongues, pardon me, I even tried to help God. I would stick my tongue out and say, you know, here, God, take my tongue and use it, you know. But you never know how hard I was trying to get this other language too. But so you learn that you just begin. You sort of just forget yourself.
Yeah.
And you're not going out of control. You are in your spirit. You should have complete control of yourself. Mm-hmm. It's just that you're speaking in a different language. I'm going to demonstrate, okay? So, but I don't know what I'm going to be saying in tongues, but I'm just demonstrating and I usually do this with people that I'm leading into the Spirit. Zandu kuyestas voyes fen ristaroseo komas moros fen zanzostri sandu otao kostayets. Now, when I say you can speak in many different and varied tongues, by a deliberate act of your will, you can begin to speak in another tongue, which I do not understand and will not understand. So like you know, just, I was so hungry, and so I, me too, I just, after I once got a hold of it, I just kept on going and going. So when you start to do that, the Bible says in Jude, I forget just what,
20?
Jude 20, wherefore, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. So how do you build yourself up in faith? True, you read the Bible and you can build yourself up in faith. But praying in tongues builds yourself up in faith so that you can then exercise the other gifts of the Spirit. Because it takes faith to operate the gifts of the Spirit. So the more you pray in tongues, the more when you need to have a word of knowledge for somebody, like you're praying for someone, you're ministering to them, and you receive something that's humanly impossible. That's what a word of knowledge is. It's humanly impossible for you to know what you can't get by way of an x-ray or something like that. And so he reveals to you what they are. So it's easier and much simpler to exercise those other gifts when you have prayed in the Spirit.
Now, when I'm leading people into being released in tongues, I usually just very simply say, you know, if you speak in English, if that's the language of your understanding, you have to use your voice and you have to move your mouth, because if you don't, nothing's going to come out, right? But the thing is, when you speak in the language of your understanding, it's directed by your understanding. But when you speak in tongues, it's inspired by the Spirit. But you still have to use your mouth and your voice. So
you're a good teacher.
I say, if you just start, you know, trust the Holy Spirit to empower. You're going to do the speaking. It's not going to be his voice that flows out of you. And you don't even think about what you're saying because it's inspired by the Spirit. Comes out very easily, just like you said.
Flow.
So why don't we pray right now? We only have just a few seconds left, but why don't we pray? And let's join together. And if you're watching this segment, you're saying, oh my gosh, I want to exercise all those gifts, and I want to pray in tongues, and I want to be filled with the Spirit. The good news is that you can. Yeah. Just like Mary said, you can, and you will. And so why don't you just posture yourself before the Spirit's presence right now. And for those of you that have never spoken in tongues, I'm going to pray for you right now. And you first of all have to be born again. Mm-hmm. You need Jesus as your Savior. If you don't know Him as your personal Savior and Lord yet, it's just a matter of saying, Jesus, I want You as my God. Mm-hmm. I want You to forgive me of all my sin. I want You to cleanse me of all my sin, and I want You to come into my heart. I give You my life. My life is Yours from this day forward, and You are my God. And He will hear that desire of your heart. He'll hear that prayer. And that's what's called being born again. You're given a brand new life on the inside, and today becomes the first day of the rest of your life. And then you can ask for His Spirit then to fill you, not just for His presence to come in and save you, but to be filled in every part of your being. And how do you do that? You simply ask. Everyone who asks receives. It's not based on if you feel like you received or if you get shaken up by the power or anything like that. In fact, many people feel like nothing happened. But it's what you believe. If you believe you're filled when you ask, you will be, because He promises to fill you if you ask. The Bible says so. Everyone who asks receives. So you simply say, Holy Spirit, come into my heart right now. Fill me. Fill me, Holy Spirit. I want to be immersed, baptized, completely soaked in, filled to overflowing. Whoa, I can feel His presence now. And He will do that for you right where you are. And then say, thank You, Holy Spirit. And now I thank You for Your gifts. Because you see, when you have the Holy Spirit, in Him are all the gifts. And so as a release of your faith, just say, now I thank You for the gift of tongues. And as an act of my faith and belief in You, I'm going to start to utter them now. And there you go. Just let them out. They're already in there. Just let them out. There you go. Now, I have a CD. You can get it on the website. It's called Tongues. And it's got a whole teaching. It's a 90-minute teaching on it. So you can get that off of our website to give you more understanding on the subject. It's important to get understanding on the things of the Spirit, because it gives you proper perimeters. But I also want to pray for those of you who want to move into the other gifts like prophecy, words of knowledge, wisdom, miracles, healing, faith, all those. Lord, loose those gifts in those that are hungry for them. Loose them in them so that they can advance the kingdom of God under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We're going to come back for God Talk for more, and we're going to talk about prophecy, and we're going to be doing a whole lot of prophesying too. See you then.
Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
On God Talk today, we have Mary Goddard with us, and we're going to be talking about the gift of prophecy. And you know, Mary, when I took the Gifts of the Spirit course from you, at the end of the very first time I took it, which was, I think, over a five-day period every day from morning until night, at the end of the course, you prophesied over all the students in that class, and you prophesied this word over me that was so amazing, because I was a brand new Christian, and you prophesied things over me that I'd never even dreamt of or heard of, but I'm actually doing those things now.
Truly.
And it's a five-page prophecy, and almost every single thing has come to pass, and you even prophesied that dead bones, dead, would be raised. And so that's the last part of it that I'm waiting for. I can hardly wait. But I was so taken. It was like Jesus Himself spoke to me.
Yeah.
through that word. I'll never forget it. But every time you prophesied, I felt that way. It was just like having Jesus in the room prophesying. And a lot of Christians today haven't been exposed to the prophetic. And of course, at Extreme Prophetic, we love it. We take it to the streets. We prophesy over people on the streets that don't even know Jesus yet, and it leads them to him.
That's true.
And they're just amazed. They'll say things like, how do you know that? You know? But that's what the prophetic word is for, is to build people up, to proclaim their destiny. So can you explain to our viewers, what is prophecy?
Well, prophecy is creative words that actually bring into being. And the purpose of it is to edify, exhort, and comfort, or to lift up, cheer up, and build up.
What, you mean it's not to discourage people?
No, you're not supposed to hit them over the head.
Well, sometimes, you know, that happens, doesn't it? You hear people give these real heavy, weighty, condemning words, and then they call it prophecy.
Yeah.
But that's not true prophecy,
is it? That's not true prophecy. It's always to lift up, build up, and cheer up. If it doesn't follow those three earmarks, it's not true prophecy, because God is a God of love, and he might exhort, but exhort does not mean rebuke. It just means to lovingly encourage to a more noble endeavor.
Right.
So prophecy is one of the beautiful gifts of the Spirit for the church. And when I say the church, any individual who will generally use your mother tongue when you're prophesying.
Right. Part of your mentoring of me was to throw me in positions where I just had to do it and trust
into
the Lord. I remember you taking me to Africa with Dr. Bensonita, who was his team, and we were with a group of leaders that day, and you said, Patricia, do you have a word for them? And I thought, no. And you looked at me like, bring one, you know. And I remembered in the teaching that you brought us that it's to trust that you have a word inside and then to ask the Holy Spirit and to, by faith, receive it.
Yeah, that's right.
So I just reached down and said, okay, Holy Spirit, I know she's expecting me to bring a word, but I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
But when I stepped out in faith, the word was there.
Yeah.
And they got so blessed by it, but I hadn't felt anything ahead of time.
That's right. We generally don't. I think sometimes we're too sense-oriented for feelings. But they're exercised by faith, not
by
feelings.
Yeah.
Though sometimes feelings are there, but we should recognize that it's all by faith. Like, you don't feel like doing it, but you do it because you believe that it's there and you know that God's going to come fulfill what he says he will fulfill.
And one of the things that I've noticed about the fivefold ministry gifts, that they're actually equipping gifts, aren't they? Like, because they're equipping the saints for the work of the ministry.
Yes.
And so a prophet who's a fivefold ministry gift would need to equip the body to prophesy and release the impartation.
That's true.
As well.
That's true.
So, but everyone can prophesy.
Yeah. Not everyone is called a prophet, though.
But everyone can prophesy.
Yeah.
And that means you.
Yeah.
You can prophesy. If you have the Holy Spirit, you can prophesy. Stir up the gift, get some good training, and go for it.
Join Patricia King, along with the Extreme Team, Charlie Robinson, Joshua Mills, George Imbanoff, and Steve Swanson for 5 days of blessings in the glory and presence of God. Join us for this power-packed time at the Blessed and Blasted Conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico, November 1st through the 5th. Register today. You'll be glad you did. Destiny Words are prophetic words of encouragement from the heart of God just for you.
I'm getting a word of knowledge right now for a young girl. I think that you're about 17 years of age, and you've been very involved in the athletic field, and you're extremely good at it. So much so that there's been some open doors for you to go into that field, and you're weighing them up right now, because in order to go through those doors, there's going to be a lot of time requirement in it, and pressure, and things like that. And you just want to do what God's telling you to do, and you want to know if this is where he wants you to be. And I feel that in the next 3 days from the time that you're watching this broadcast, you are going to get a confirmation on that. But the one thing that I'm getting very strong for you is that in whatever way that you're led, to always have Jesus as the one who fills your heart, that he will meet all of your needs, that he will fulfill all the dreams. And as you have him as number one in whatever he calls you to do, then you'll be kept from the snares that are waiting down the road. And he says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, because as you have him as number one, he will ordain your steps and he will make sure everything is kept safe for you, because you've been looking at certain treacheries and obstacles that might come and things like that. And he says, don't fear, but just rest in him. Your confirmation is going to come in 3 days.
Now, there's a lady who is sitting on a Chesterfield right now, or a couch, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, sofa. And you have been watching this program right from when it started. In fact, you watch it every time it comes on. And back when I was talking about speaking in tongues and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you were sitting kind of on the edge of your seat, and you were so excited, and you were thinking, I have got to have this. I've just got to have this. And you waited until you could find out how to receive. And you did receive. Now, what I would like you to do is email Patricia and tell her that you were the one that I saw on the television. And you did receive the baptism of the Spirit. So she will be thrilled to get your word, okay? That, to know that God saw you right while you were sitting there on that Chesterfield. And I believe God has a special work for you as well. I believe that you also love the work of children, and you love children, and you're a very sensitive lady. And God wants to use that sensitivity to bless the lives of others. Don't feel as though that you haven't got something that somebody else has got. God isn't wanting that. He's wanting you to just be who you are. And now that you've received the baptism of the Spirit, he's going to just, blossom you right out into something wonderful for him, and you are going to enjoy life and living. I think that you have had a few problems that have caused you some very deep heartaches, but those are all going to be erased, and God is going to do some wonderful things in you.